Good day once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Your host, as always, Pastor Bob Peterson and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. How you doing today, Pastor Bob?
Hey, I'm doing really great, Mike. But you know, sometimes when you look at things in the world and the way things are going and things that are happening, you get a little upset. You know?
Absolutely.
So even though, you know, it says take joy in everything, the Lord says, but you're still upset about the things going or concerned. And I think that's a big part of us, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, but, you know, obviously we're going to be touching upon things to that effect here a little bit later on, and more specifically justice and activism versus restraint.
Right, and what's going on in the world here and the Christians and what's happening all over the place. And it's just, I think we're in the end times, Mike.
Yeah.
It's as the Bible predicted. Well, Mike, tell us, where are we at on those radio stations?
Well, I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, again, welcome to Christian Conservative Radio. This show is all about motivating and inspiring you folks out there, especially you Christians. You need to get up out of that chair, get busy in what we're talking about here. Get your hands dirty, get reengaged in your local community, your local government, for sure. I'll tell you something, folks, you know, if a small percentage of us Christians would get together and report to the polls and do some voting, man, we could turn this nation around. There is no doubt about it. Now, we are here to, like I say, motivate and inspire you fellow Christians and others out there to get back involved. And what we'd like to also go ahead and do is to serve up some research and information for you. That way you can log on, check us out, maybe access a couple of the podcasts from previous broadcasts that we've had here. You can do so by going to www.rallyright.org. Again, that would be rallyright.org. You can give us a call at 208-987-0005. Again, 208-987-0005. Now, Pastor Bob, how about for the edification of our new listeners out there? And we know that we got a bunch, because I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob, we are on every noon as well as 5 o'clock Saturdays.
5:30
here, Saturdays, 106.5 FM, as well as five other affiliate stations. We're heard all over eastern Washington, northeastern Oregon, western Montana, and obviously the northern panhandle. So how about a mission statement?
To bring together and empower like-minded Christians who believe in being active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer, and fellowship in the Christian Conservative Creed. These are the things, Mike, that, you know, really a lot of people have joined together for. Now, you know, Rally Right has a different mission statement. And Rally Right is kind of a group where we help get people elected. And our purpose is to unite, support, and train Americans who believe in rebuilding the strength of the Republican Party by returning to an unwavering faith in the conservative values so wisely established under God by the Founding Fathers and so eloquently espoused in our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Oh, you betcha.
You know, and so we've done what we can. But, you know, under the mission statement of Christian Conservative Radio and the Creed, those things bring Christians together, and what we're doing, and the Christian Conservative Creed is not meant to replace the Bible or anything like that. It's just a few things that seem to be concerns about people today who are Christians and what's going on in this country.
Oh, you betcha, Pastor Bob. We're talking about values and principles here that all Christians can rally around. There's no doubt about it. And let me go ahead and get busy on that Christian Conservative Creed. We believe in the following: the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Freedom. The Constitution, states' rights, justice. And I'll tell you something, folks, we are definitely going to be touching upon justice with regard to judiciary activism, for sure. Individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and I'll be clear, the union of one man and one woman, personal responsibility, national security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, support for Israel.
Well, it's just, Mike, you know, that justice part. That's a tough one to take right now. The will of the people is being overridden today by just a few individuals who have their liberal agenda, and the whole will of the people is just completely disregarded, and they just stomp on our rights, and they say, oh, this is not constitutional.
You know? You bet. You bet.
For all kinds of things, and they're disobeying God. They're turning everything away from God, and they want to just remove God and his influence over this nation. You know, and I'll tell you, when you're with God, he'll be found of you. And if you call on God, he'll be found with you. But this nation, if it keeps rejecting God, I don't think God's going to be anywhere to be found pretty soon except for in the hearts of the Christians.
Absolutely.
The remnant.
You betcha. And very, very well said.
But I can see that things are turning around. You know, there was a report on the radio that young people are now going away from liberalism to conservatism.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're turning aside from this awful thing that's happened to this country, and they're turning back to basic, nice individual rights.
You bet.
And Mike, what you've been thinking about justice there?
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, I mean, it's become very, very obvious that our judicial system has gone from judicial restraint to judicial activism. And I'll give you a little bit of some further thoughts here. Now, with regard to judicial restraint, we're talking about a doctrine holding that the Supreme Court should defer to decisions made by the elected representatives of the people in the legislative and executive branches. Judges should find and apply the existing laws. And, you know, if we take a look at the Federalist Papers, Federalist 78 predicts that the courts play a neutral, even passive role in government. But we haven't been seeing that here in the last couple of decades. What we have been seeing is judicial activism. Now, this is a doctrine holding that the Supreme Court should take an active role in using its powers to check the activities of Congress, state legislatures, and administrative agencies when those government bodies exceed their authority. And what we're talking about here, folks, is judges do not merely find the law, they're actually making the law. Now, Antonin Scalia, a Supreme Court justice, happened to say it, I think, pretty well. We don't sit here to make the law to decide who ought to win. We decide who wins under the law that the people have adopted.
Well, that is pretty important, Mike, and I think that was a I always have a hard time with his name. Scalia. I mean, I'm sorry. Anthony Scalia.
You bet. And I'll tell you, I'll even take that thought one step further, because what does the Lord require? Well, I'll give you a couple of passages. Matthew 23, verse 23. But you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. In Micah 6, verse 8, he has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Well, that's for sure, Mike. And you know, the people out there, you say, what am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you. In Matthew 5, 13 to 16, it says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can you be salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father. You have the ability to step up here and stand in the gap like God calls for in the Bible on all these things. And so I'm not giving up, Mike, on what's going on in the United States. I believe it's going to turn around.
Oh, and I do as well. I'll tell you, you know, and it's all about faith in our Lord. It's all about faith in programs such as this. People like us that are reaching out to other Christians and others that are not faith-based. And what we're saying is a very straight up true message. We're about ready to lose everything that we hold near and dear. And it is time for us as Christians to come back together, recognize the fact that we are commanded to be the salt and the light of the earth. And we need to fulfill that role.
Well, that's for sure, Mike. And hey, today we have a guest with us, Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you want to introduce her?
You betcha. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking up for the last few months this huge victory that we saw over in the state of Idaho. That one that hasn't been seen in about 30 years here, getting Christian conservatives elected to precinct committee officer, to the state legislature, et cetera. And then we kind of switched gears over here to Washington State. We just finished up a primary. And, you know, as we reported to you over the last couple of weeks, we have had some Christian conservative leaders move forward to the general election coming up in November. And I'll tell you something, folks, today is no different. We are going to be featuring in a couple of seconds here a state representative representative that is up there in the northeastern counties of the state of Washington. We're talking about the 7th Legislative District in the state of Washington, none other than Representative Shelley Short. So welcome to Christian Conservative Radio.
Oh, thanks so much. It's a really pleasure to be here with all of you today and your listeners.
Oh, you betcha. And we really appreciate and are extremely grateful that you're able to join us today. You know, again, the show is all about leading people to Christ first. But, you know, now that you're a Christian, what are you going to do? And the bottom line in all of this is let's get our hands dirty. Let's get reengaged in our political situation.
Absolutely.
Well, Shelley, where are you from and where did you grow up?
So I grew up in the Spokane Valley my entire life. But I've lived in Stevens County the last, 20 odd years. And that's what I call home right now.
Well, that's great. You were inspired a lot, by your father, weren't you?
He really did. You know, growing up, of course, you never see it when you're a kid. But looking back on it, he inspired servant leadership. It was about helping people, not caring who gets the credit for it, and just always putting others above himself. And I'll tell you what, I have taken that to heart. He was a good, positive role model for me.
Well, that's great. Now, you have your whole family. What's going on up there in Addy?
Well, right now, folks are struggling to work. It's a resource-based economy. A lot of the regulations that I fight, make it harder for folks to be able to work and support their families. So obviously, we need more jobs up there. But just personally, we've got two grown kids. They're in college. We're going to be empty nesters this year.
Really?
Yes.
They're all going to take off on you, huh?
They are. And so, but I'm looking forward to it. Mitch and I are looking forward to that next chapter in our life.
Well, that's great. I've had that happen to me also,
Right.
But they all disappear all of a sudden. I thought they'd never go away. I hope they're not listening to this program.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Shelley, you're serving your third term representing the 7th Legislative District and the rest of the state of Washington. What are some of the things that you've been able to do?
Well, I think a lot of it, environmental policy is kind of my specialty. And if you think about it, environmental regulations really wreak havoc on our right to property and our ability to use our property as we see fit under the Constitution. And so that's really been a mainstay for me and working on keeping those agencies in check. And I'll tell you what, it is a full-time job.
Oh, absolutely. I can definitely vouch for that, especially on the city level. I know that you got your hands full on the state level for sure.
Well, that's great. Well, Mike, there's a lot of things going on. And right now, I thank God for the success of a lot of people here in Eastern Washington. And we're going to be coming up on the next segment here. And we're going to talk to Shelley a lot more about really serious issues in Washington, the things coming up. So, Mike, any closing thoughts?
You betcha. Well, as well, ladies and gentlemen, as we head on out the door for a couple of minutes of break time, please, by all means, feel free to log on and check us out. You can do so by going to www.rallyright.org. You can give us a telephone call at 208-987-0005. Pastor Bob and I will be right back. And welcome back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Your hosts, once again, Pastor Bob Peterson and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. You know something, Pastor Bob? Wonderful break time. I am in love with that piece of music that we are featuring there during the halftime of the show. And I'll tell you something, folks. Thank you for once again rejoining us on Christian Conservative Radio. This program is all about leading people to Christ first. But now we got to ask that big question. As a Christian, what are you going to do in your community? Again, it's all about motivating you, inspiring you. Get up out of your chair while you have that ability to do so. Get reengaged in the political process. Folks, you can log on, check us out, and you can access previous broadcasts. You can access information, et cetera, that will help you folks to identify and develop those people that you feel could become good Christian conservative leaders. And again, folks, that's what we are all about. Give us a call at 208-987-0005 in the event that we can answer any questions for you. And I'll tell you something, Pastor Bob, let's go ahead and dive into that Bible passage that you've got prepared for us, because I would really like to get back to the state representative interview.
Well, that's for sure. In the first half, in Ezekiel chapter 22, it's talking about standing in the gap. And I mentioned it on the first half there. And so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. And in Ezekiel, it's talking here in 22, verse 30. About standing in the gap and being there. And so a lot of times God can't find anybody in the whole world to stand there. You know, sometimes you got to put everything on the line, Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know what? If you do, I know there's some hardship that may come on you, but I'll tell you, God's going to bless you beyond measure. Mm-hmm. And so this country needs leaders that are willing to lay it all on the line and not compromise. I just can't take it.
You betcha.
You show me in the Bible where Jesus ever compromised.
Well, you know, as we have been through that particular issue many, many times in the past, there is none.
That's for sure. And today, well, hey, you know, Mike, I think we should get back to Shelley. She's got a lot of time that she's been spending on things, and she's got a lot of things that she wants to tell us about.
Oh, you bet. And as well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, once again, it is our pleasure. We have got a Washington State representative here. She is in the midst of serving her third term in the legislature. And I'll tell you, she is a champion of the citizens, the taxpayers up there in the northeast counties of Washington State. She's got a very, very large legislative district. It is known as the 7th Legislative District. Please, let's welcome once again Representative Shelley Short.
Thanks. It's great to be back with you guys.
Oh, you bet. Now, Shelley, you know, we got a little bit of an idea of you know, where you grew up and, you know, how big of an influence your dad was to you in growing up. Now, the big question of the day is, how did you as a Christian get interested and actually get involved in politics?
Well, I would say for me personally, it's purely by accident. But for those of us that believe in the Lord and that our lives are well destined before we even know it, I would say that it wasn't by accident. It took me about 8 months of folks talking to me about doing this job. And really, I liked being behind the scenes. I didn't want to be out front. And it wasn't until right after 1 year Christmas where the Lord just really laid it on my heart and said, you know, I've been preparing you for this. And you need to look at this. And even now, I still get chills when I think about it, because at that point, it was really like, oh, wow, I can't not do this. I mean, it was just, I mean, he was able to show all of the pieces of my life's puzzle that had come together.
Well, that's important, Shelley. You know, sometimes you do, you know, Peter said that in the Bible. God said, I'm going to take you where you don't want to go. And Peter, you know, he was talking about signifying that Peter would eventually die for his faith in Jesus Christ. But so you didn't really want to do this.
No, I didn't. I had worked for other, congressional folks. I worked for George Nethercutt and for Kathy. But I really liked staying behind the scenes. But he, obviously, the Lord had different things in mind.
Well, that's great. So something really stepped up and got you right there, didn't it?
It did.
So what's going on in the state of Washington right now? What is going on with your state that you live in? What do you think the status of the state is?
Well, I don't think it's very good, but I think I have absolute, I know we can go in a better direction, but it's really, is government going to control everyone's lives, or are we going to hold government in check and really get back to what basic should be instead of having the taxpayer pay for everything that government wants to do? I mean, when that happens, we know all of us have stories, our own stories, other stories of people who have lost their liberty, lost the use of their property, made it harder to do business, private business, as I might add. And so I think our state's at a crossroads that way. And I want to work to get it back to a level that there's more liberty and more freedom.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you something. You're definitely well known across the state for your stance on environmental policy and issues. Because I'll tell you something, Shelley, you know, the whole Northeast Washington, I mean, a lot of the mainstay industries that you used to have are things such as mining and lumber and, agriculture, ranching and things like that. And, you know, obviously, with environmental rules and regs, not only coming from the state level, but from the national level, you know, mining has been impacted severely. Lumber and logging has been impacted severely. And, you know, right now, agriculture and ranching is under assault.
It really is. The Department of Ecology, and I don't say this with any disrespect to our Native American tribes, but they have created an alliance. And what they want is they want to take more and more land out of production and make it wild. And I just absolutely will fight that tooth and nail.
You bet. I mean, that's going to have a very, very significant impact on the folks that you represent up there. And what is that, 4 or 5 counties?
It is. It's 5 counties. We have Ponderay, Ferry, Stevens, the north half of Okanagan, and the north half part of Spokane going down to Whitworth University.
That's your district.
It is.
And
it,
so you take in that whole area.
12,000 square miles.
So there's no problems up there, is there?
So
you must be involved in a lot of things. And I've looked over your biography. and things that are happening. So what is going to happen to change the state of Washington? What do you think is going to bring things about to change the state?
Well, I think it's what both of you have been talking about. It's getting Christians active in politics. You know, for so many years, we've been told that religion and politics don't go hand in hand. And I absolutely disagree. When you look at our founding forefathers, God inspired them to write our Constitution, to give up everything they had, to give us such an incredible gift to us. But it's up to us to keep it. And what I see is less and less people are being involved, and we have to activate. I believe we can make a huge difference doing that.
And also, what about the Republican Party in the state of Washington? What's going on with it? How do you feel about it right now? I mean, you know, the Republican Party is supposed to be standing for God and its platform, and the platform of the Republican Party is so good. But what's happened with the Republican Party in the state and the country?
You know, I don't know what the state is. I know that I think we're struggling just as much as I think the Democrats are struggling with where they are right now, just in terms of what they hold to be important. But I think the most important point is, what do we do in the future? And I think we have to, we agree on the principles. There's no question. I think what we need to do is learn from one another, listen to one another. And when we work together, we win. When we're fractured, we don't. And I think that is the state that we see right now. People may not like that message, but I think there's a lot more that we agree upon that we can move forward and support one another. And I think there's strength in that.
Well, that's great.
You bet. Well, you know, let's take that on a national level. You know, I mean, what the heck has happened to us on a national level? I mean, we've got an administration that's doing its darndest to, you know, make the claim and stick the claim that we're no longer a Christian nation.
Right. It's really scary to me. I think they are working at such a pace to take God out of everything in our lives and in our country. And it's really concerning to me. I think the hard part isn't so much, I mean, there are issues with both parties, but when you have a Senate under Harry Reid that refuses to take up any of the very good pieces of legislation that the House passed, the Republicans, I might add, there's no balance in the process right now. There's none. And so Obama's doing exactly what Obama's doing right now, which is legislating from the Oval Office. And it's just, it's horrible. But I have faith in this nation, and I know that we can do better if we come together.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, the media has definitely grabbed a hold of the current president's comments with regard to the Do Nothing Congress. Well, I can tell you, Pastor Bob, you know, there are about 350 plus bills sitting on Reid's desk right now, 98% of which are bipartisan in nature, okay? And they're just sitting there. He is acting as the gatekeeper, and he's keeping that gate closed.
Well, that's it, Mike. And, you know, back to judiciary activism in the United States with these judges. I mean, next week's show on Saturday will be about a man and some other people in Coeur d'Alene who are on the front page of the newspaper, and they're going to be threatened with jail time and other things and fines and everything if they don't mail gay people coming up here, because one activist judge turned the whole thing over. That's the will of the people over there.
Oh, you bet.
And so there's no justice, it seems like, right now. Thank goodness when Jesus returns, he says he will rule with a rod of iron and there will be justice again.
You bet. Can't wait for the day, I'm telling you. And I know that there's a lot of listeners out there that are thinking along the same lines. And like I said, folks, this is your opportunity right now. Pastor Bob and I are all about, again, motivating and inspiring you to get back involved. Now, Representative Short, how can people get in touch with you up there in the 7th Legislative District?
Well, they can probably the best way is either through my legislative site, which is short.shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, at leg.wa.gov, would probably be the best and easiest way for people to get in touch. And I'd love to talk with anyone.
Say that one more time, a little slower.
Okay. Short, S-H-O-R-T dot Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, at leg.wa.gov.
Well, it's so important to get hold of you and the things that are going on.
You bet. Well, Pastor Bob, we're down to about a minute left in today's show. Representative Short, would you like to close us in quick prayer?
I would be honored to do that. And thank you for this time today. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Even though our nation is going through incredibly challenging times, we know that you are still in control. We know that you still uplift those of us who are working and those that I believe you will touch their hearts to become active again and once again stand for Christ. I know that you are still in control. And I just pray that when you're on someone's heart, Lord, that these folks just, they see your vision and they see that they need to be involved. And it's not a bad thing. It's an honorable thing. And it's something that as you touch the lives of our forefathers, others, you will touch our lives. You have, and I know you will touch others' lives as well, to be inspired and to be involved and to save this country and our state. Thank you so much for all of the gifts and the blessings that you give, as well as the hardships and the strife that we have, because it is through that that we become better and we look to you. Thank you so much for all that you do for us and for your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we head on out the door for the weekend, once again, give us a call at 208-987-0005. Please, by all means, visit us at www.rallyright.org. We'll see you next week.